them and us property empires via avocados. The suggestion that the solution to the housing crisis lies in foregoing sandwiches isn't new. Back in May, Australian property developer Tim Gurner said young people can't afford a home because of our depraved and profligate mashed avocado and coffee habit. That's right. Wanton consumption of avocado toast is to blame for the gap between flatlining incomes and supernova-scale housing costs. Gurner is worth $473 million according to Australia's Financial Review. He said the expectations of younger people are very, very high. Are they? Is expecting to be allowed to sometimes eat avocados as well as have a house as high an expectation as, say, expecting to be allowed to own a multi-million-dollar property empire? Is it? Is it really? But really though, is it? The socialist says, it isn't. Anyway, here's our favorite response from Twitter, at SFTHEWOLF, you know your generation's had it rough when its image of decadence is a vegetable on a slice of bread.